You got us on?
Oh.
Like to welcome, we're on. I'd like to welcome everybody to the March meeting in the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District Board. We're meeting here in our offices here in Springtown and online as well. We, Director Watts, would you call roll, please, sir?
Jared Reynolds.
Here.
Richard English.
Here.
Shannon Nave.
Here.
Tim Watts here. Don Micah.
Here.
Brent Wilson.
T-A-W-A-T-E-R.
Mike Berkeley. Tracy Messler.
Here. We do have a quorum. If everybody please stand and join me in the pledge of the flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Doug, we have anybody signed up for public comment or online?
No, not at this time.
For those people that are online, if you wish to comment on any item on the agenda, if you'll hit the chat function and let Doug know when that item comes up, we'll get to you. Hold a public hearing, receive public comments, requests to contest, and the general manager's report and recommendations regarding the following application for permits, permit amendments, and or requests for exceptions. The district's water well spacing and our minimum tract requirements. Town of Annetta, operating permit amendment and exception to minimum well spacing requirements. Location is 105 Alito Heights Drive in Annetta. Requested amount is 70 million and some change gallons per year. Doug?
Yes, sir. First of all, I always like to start with this. As y'all know, with the operating permits, District Rule 2.9 says that the board shall limit the request to the reasonable non-speculative amount of annual groundwater or the applicable annual production allowable per contiguous controlled acreage. A little bit of background. This, we actually received applications and approved applications, received them back in 2018, approved them in 2019 for this subdivision. There was a lot going on. It was on hold. There were some issues with the developers. The properties changed hands. So since then, those applications have expired, and so now they're applying resubmitted applications for those two wells and have now submitted an operating permit application. Originally, the applications were for Twin Mountains and a Paluxy well. They ended up changing that to two Twin Mountains.